Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, single women own millions more homes than single men in America. Good, because once AI takes a sizable portion of the jobs, those women won't be able to pay their mortgages. It'll probably go bankrupt. Besides, the only reason they're dominating home ownership is because they're making out like bandits in divorce courts. The article even says that they're making less money, but somehow own more homes. Remember that the number one way women get wealthy is through divorce rape. Up next, this guy says he's wasted both unemployment and the 9-to-5, and he recommends not being born. But the million-dollar question is, has he tasted self-employment? If he has a successful business of his own, then he's going to be more than likely to love his life, even if he's working 60 hours a week. Unfortunately, not everyone is cut out to be an entrepreneur. Most people would probably prefer to be born a nepo baby with famous, rich, or well-connected parents. Number three, the fastest growing demographic is men with no kids and no marriage plans. And to illustrate this, they show us a depressed, lonely man. Meanwhile, going your own way is better than ever. They depict the man like this because they need to convince dudes to get married, so the inevitable divorce wealth transfer ends up happening. Also, they want men to feel miserable without female validation. In reality, men are only this miserable when they have women problems. Moving on, this hottie was arrested for burglary, failure to appear in court, domestic violence, and possession of narcotics, and 90% of men out there would probably say, I can fix her. Besides being young, she's also probably great in bed. But just hide your car keys, or you'll find your vehicle missing in the morning. She looks like a whole heap of trouble wrapped up in a little package. How much is her bond? I'm asking for a friend. Number five, why is it that weird guys with weird thoughts are always looked down upon by society when they're alive? But once they're gone, the same society can't get enough of them. According to Mignon McLaughlin, a journalist that died in 1983, she said that every society honors its live conformists and its dead troublemakers. That's just the name of the game. If you want to be remembered in death, you have to be despised or loathed in life. Up next, is it true that people are cool with 10-year-old films and think that they're still fresh while thinking the 10-year-old YouTube videos are ancient? I don't think that's necessarily true anymore. I find myself searching for older videos about female nature these days, because everything today has become too predictable and boring. The MGTOW content from 2011 to 2014 has aged like fine wine, mine included. But today's Manosphere content like Fresh and Fit or Pearl will be easily forgotten. Number 7, US grocery prices reach record highs in 2025. The reason the costs are so high is because governments pump money out as stimmy checks, and both Trump and Biden did that, and that's what brought the prices up. It's not just Biden's fault like this makes it look. I think Biden was just put in as a scapegoat, and if Trump had two consecutive presidencies, his legacy would be pooched, thanks to the inflation. After all, I believe the presidents are selected and not elected. Moving on, here's the look that immigrants get on their face seeking a better life when ordinary citizens stop paying for all their free stuff. Either that or that's the look she makes when it slips into the wrong hole. Then again, sneaking into a country doesn't make you an immigrant, any more than breaking into somebody's house makes you a part of their family either. Just like a pig born in a stable won't make you a horse. Once the handouts run out, the migrants will probably leave. Number 9, speaking of illegal migration, it looks like the plan in the UK was to flood the country with illegals, and then pretend like they are protecting the jobs of locals or the ordinary inhabitants by introducing a digital ID that'll allow people to work. This won't affect the wealthy or self-employed, because just like during COVID, they don't need a vaccine to make money or do business. This will mostly impact the formerly middle-class people out there. Up next, this guy says this takes him back to the 90s, early 2000s at this point. Yes, the long-lost golden age. I guess Agent Smith in The Matrix is right that the peak of human civilization was the year 1999. I was in college in the late 90s fighting woke professors that tried to get me expelled. The only part of it that wasn't golden back then was higher education. Back then it was called political correctness and not being woke. Number 11, up next is a drawing by Homath, one of my favorite YouTubers. In one little image, he explains men's tax burden so that women can get more than they give from big daddy governments. The government is their surrogate husband. Women don't need to marry men anymore because they have their easy government job to provide them all the things that a husband used to provide. But as more men walk away from the burden of paying to the state, eventually women's jobs won't pay them enough to live in inflation-adjusted dollars. Moving on, this Australian mother is upset because she was exposed as being a sex worker to her son, and he asked her if she does OF. She was disappointed that someone else had taken upon themselves to tell her young son about her, i.e. she doesn't want to take accountability for her actions, so she's blaming somebody else. Also, most people don't know this, but in Australia, brothels are actually legal, so there's a good chance she did more than just OF. Number 13, this woman says that she hates landlords, until she became one, and the tenants are ungrateful. This is pathetic because she wants sympathy and attention for being a landlord now, and to show off her new status. It's all about your perspective. When you have to paint, pay taxes, and upkeep a property as a landlord, suddenly you realize that it's no free lunch. To be honest though, plenty of landlords and tenants suck. Landlords refusing to fix things and tenants make noise and trashing the place. Up next, here's the look on an Indian man's face when girls put no Indians in their dating profiles. But he says that he's Canadian. Looks to me like he's wearing the towel of romance. I'm so sick and tired of this. Because if you're an Indian living in Canada, that doesn't make you a Canadian. Just like if you're white and living in Japan, it doesn't make you Japanese. To be Canadian, you either have to be at least second or third generation in Canada, and or fully assimilated. I don't care which color you are, those are the criteria. Number 15, looks like relationships are now mostly over. Because 49% of women filter their dating apps from men only 6 feet or taller. But only 4% of men out there are 6'2". At this point, it's either artificial wombs or banning dating apps, or humans are going to die because of women's high standards. Or we could always do what turd-flinging monkey suggests, which is to take women's rights away. I don't agree with that and want them replaced by technology instead. Moving on, Bill Gates says that digital IDs must be accepted by US citizens or they risk exclusion from society. We need to exclude him the way that his wife excluded him from his family. I suspect the exclusion might be similar to what they're doing in the UK, where if you want to have a job, you'll need that digital ID. Again, this means the rich won't need it. It's just a cattle number for the average employed human. Don't comply with their insanity. Number 17, meanwhile, here's more insanity in the US. Zoran Mandani says he wants to give $100 million worth of free money to lawyers to illegal immigrants in New York City. That's not free. That money will be paid for by tax dollars. People should run away from New York if he really becomes the mayor of that city. It's going to be interesting to watch a Muslim redistribute the wealth of all the Hebrews living in New York by raising their taxes and fees. Up next, this woman says that she needs $350 for rent or she's going to get kicked out and she's fishing for free money from a simp. But this simp stands his ground and says that she shouldn't date until she's financially stable and that she shouldn't be a burden or problem for others. Then again, maybe he should tell her that it's quite the coincidence because he's got $350 and he also needs to have his house power washed. She'll probably say that the most she can offer is to power wash his swing with her pie hole. Number 19, here's the difference between when a man loses the love of his life versus Erica Kirk. To be fair though, women move on after a relationship a lot more quickly than men do. She's getting tons of attention, has a couple of kids, and now is the new CEO of Charlie's company and empire. There was a lot of pain in her face right after the shooting, but obviously people are going to criticize her for not wearing nothing but black like one of those Italian widow grannies. Moving on, is this really happening? That women's sports is becoming a retirement plan for failed male athletes? Well, it did until recently. Now women's sports like basketball are becoming a charity write-off for the NBA. As for trans athletes, they're so rare that you have a better chance of being hit by lightning than you do of meeting a trans athlete. Most failed male athletes aren't crazy to cut their schwing-schwangs off for a trophy and some prize money. Number 21, look at this, everybody. No single dads for Jessica, the single mother of a African. Why do women overvalue themselves so much introducing Tyrone Jr. and then telling everyone that he's her world? Women like this seek a good-looking simp with deep pockets to pay to send kids like this to behavioral school. Toll paid and still delusional. Lady, just look at what you've done to your kid. Look at him. Up next, this 41-year-old liberal spinster pays for 7 billboards to find a husband in California and registers the domain marrylisa.com. Look at the desperation in those eyes. For all the money she spent, you better be a Chad if you're going to contact her. No cheap bastards here. Someone needs to step up and marry this. I love the sweet, sweet taste of female desperation. Imagine how great it's going to be waking up to this face with crazy eyes in the morning. The wall remains undefeated, and she rented 7 of them. Number 23, someone says this is how they'll sleep, knowing that some jobless liberal can't afford their hormone replacement therapy anymore. Meanwhile, and for a moment, I thought that someone had ran over this tabby cat. Imagine having your hormone therapy taken away, and you start growing your mustache out again. I don't have a problem with trans people. I have a problem with them trying to spread their lifestyle and messaging to the rest of us. Moving on, pregnant women are now filming themselves taking Tylenol to spite Donald Trump, after he told them not to. He told them for their own good, and instead they became self-destructive. It's a good thing he didn't say that autism was caused by drinking Drano. Then there might be a real problem. At least one woman has already died ingesting too much Tylenol, and another is being kept alive on a ventilator to save the baby. But considering she's a liberal, she'd probably say that she's just trying to save a clump of cells. Number 25 and the last one, what the hell happened to Disney? The theme parks are full of fatties and single mothers riding around on electric scooters, eating overpriced hot dogs. They probably saw a whole bunch of men with money going to Disney, and they probably thought that they could hook up with those men. It's the same with female baseball fans trying to land some guy with season tickets, so she can sell them and buy herself a new purse. I'm confused. Which one is the castle? So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.